I mean, the main thing for me was just working as much as you possibly can. And it's maybe going to have to come at some sacrifice where you know, renting a studio, but try and do that as inexpensively as possible. Work with a bunch of other people. You know, things are much more expensive than they were when I left school in 2002. So I understand that it's really hard to do it. But if there's any way you can have a part-time job instead of a full-time job, or you know, make your costs at your studio lower so that you can work more and just put as much energy as you can into that part of your life because it will pay off.
Welcome to Color and Ceramics, the podcast for ceramic artists who want valuable ideas about using color from leading artists and world-class experts. Here's your host, Bob Acton, a sculptor and ceramic artist who's fascinated with color and how potters, sculptors, and artists use color in their work. Tune in as he talks with his guests about color, techniques, and the impact of color on people and art itself.
Hey, I'm Bob Acton, and welcome to the Color and Ceramics podcast, episode number 23. It's been a great journey so far. We're almost up to a year of episodes and interviews with great ceramic artists around the world. And of course, we've got thousands of downloads from all over the planet. This has been very exciting for me to create new friendships and relationships with people around the world, and I hope you are enjoying these conversations as well. I want to introduce you to Janet McPherson. She is a Canadian ceramic artist, primarily working in sculpture and using a variety of clays, as you will hear about in the interview. I encourage you to check out her website, and you'll see links to her website in the show notes, as she has just gorgeous work. Enjoy the show.
Thanks for listening to the Color and Ceramics Podcast with Bob Acton and his guests. Please help others find the podcast by subscribing to this podcast wherever you find your podcasts, such as iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, or other podcatchers. And don't forget to give us a review. We'll see you next time.